I've got to put it in the context of saying that I'm not attacking their core Christian beliefs, but I think that they are positively against the public interest of the wider community. It's not because they're Christian, you know, and as a libertarian conservative, I venture into that kind of territory with extreme caution, in that we should be regulating and being critical of religious groups of whatever persuasion. So I think, you know, religious freedom ought to be strongly supported. But there are four things which I think really stand out for me as issues where I've got with the brethren. One is the whole issue of their approach to homosexuality. Now, if you just take, for example, 10% of the population is gay, I don't know whether that's right, but it's just for sake of argument, treat that as a working figure. That means in the UK there are going to be, you know, approaching 2,000 gays in the EBs. You're not allowed to be gay there.
So what happens if you are?
It is simply verboten. The second one is their approach to sex equality. I regard men and women as total equals. We have different strengths, we have different weaknesses, we have, you know, things we're good at and things we're less good at. But as human beings, we're equals, absolute equals. Their approach to equality is, I would describe, probably medieval. That young women, they're known as sisters in the EBs, is that when you get married, you're not allowed to work. Your job is to stay at home and to raise the family and look after the home. Now, I'm not criticising that if that's a woman's choice, but they have no choice in that. Even in their meeting halls, all the men sit at the front and do the talking. All of the women, the sisters, sit at the back. They are, to all intents and purposes, second-class citizens. Thirdly, I would strongly argue that there's a human rights issue here, because as you grow up, children are not allowed to stay on for further education. I think they've relaxed the rules slightly around some tertiary education, which is very strictly controlled, which is much more around business and enterprise, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But you are absolutely not allowed to go to university. So at a stroke, you have no professionals in there. You are not. You don't have choices. For people that university is right for, and I regard that as an incredibly retrograde step. Now, I've got questions about the way that they run their schools. I've got some issues around their curriculum. You know, they're very good at educating them on maths and English and business orientated subjects. You know, there are umpteen examples of where textbooks have been defaced, but pages are torn out, there are whole subjects which simply aren't referred to. So the fourth issue I have is around one of public benefit. So the three arms of the brethren are their businesses, which are substantial, their meeting halls, the estate, the physical buildings they have, and their schools. Their schools and their meeting halls all have charitable status. And the reason this issue is live today is because the Charities Commission have decided that they're going to not register the Preston Down meeting hall in Torquay, in Devon. And this has been used as a test case by them. The brethren have appealed, and that goes to the first tier appeal case in March, and this has been used as a test case. So for the brethren, this is a very, very important process.
So what happens to them if they lose the appeal?
They effectively would lose charitable status, and financially that would have a very significant impact on their ability to run their own schools, which, you know, to educate 8,000 children, 6,000 to 8,000 children in the UK, independently of the state system, free of charge to the parents, is expensive. You know, that at the very least is going to cost 30 to 40 million. You know, and that's a lot of money for 16,000 people to raise every year.
So are there brethren schools within the three counties, Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire, Buckinghamshire? Will there be schools?
Yes. There is a planning application in at Potton at the moment, in with Central Beds. And there is an existing school called the Dunstable campus in Dunstable, which has been there for a few years.